Time to turn the volume up. Get your boogie on and enjoy Live 5. Powered by Nugs.net. Right here on the Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman.
Welcome into Live 5, a show we hope will capture your ears and your imagination as we bring you some choice cuts from some of your favorite bands on tour right now or from the vault. All of these songs and the entire show they are taken from are available right now at Nugs.net for purchase or to be streamed from the Nugs.net app. All the notes are in the show description, so let's get right to it.
Motherfuckers cry.
I'll get up.
said to him, I'm sure she's been. I said to him, I'm sure she's been true to you.
Wow, just wow. Every time I listen to another Billy String show, which admittedly is fairly often, he manages to be even better than the last. He exudes talent, and so do his bandmates. That, of course, was a cover of the Grateful Dead tune Wharf Rat, performed at the Capitol Theater in Port Chester, New York. Fittingly, a room that the Grateful Dead had played in several times. Well, another band that continues to develop on the road into an extremely cohesive unit is Spafford. This quartet has been on the road since the new year, touring their asses off. Luckily, we're able to touch base with Red and Brian on a regular basis, and I can tell you they are both really proud of how the band is playing right now. Let's follow up our first Grateful Dead cover, this time from Spafford, January 25th, 2020.
Thank you. of mine. Got a steady job, hungry eyes for the night. Thank you.
That was Spafford and West LA Fadeaway from the 1904 Music Hall in Jacksonville, Florida, January 25th, 2020. Absolutely, undeniably amazing. Green Sky Bluegrass continued their tour of the northeastern United States and stopped into the House of Blues in Boston, Massachusetts, January 25th, 2020. Fans weren't only treated to a pair of phenomenal sets of their tunes, but Ghostlight opened the show for them. Luckily for those in attendance and us, thanks to Nugs.net, they welcomed Holly Bowling and Tom Hamilton Jr. from Ghostlight on stage for this number.
This is Live 5, powered by Nugs.net on the Sound Podcast.
Thank you. flat. Trying to make it through life with a wife and the world upon my back. And I said, sweet thing, you better hold me tight. These things ain't what they used to be. Talking on me with me. Come on, baby, let's shake it down the night. Time to go fooling around no more. Been working so hard for oh so long, but you got to show. Open up your eyes and dawn. Let's pick up things and go. Open up your eyes and dawn. Didn't need for much too long. Open up your eyes and dawn. Don't want to kid no more. Open up your eyes and dawn. It's time to move on. It's time to move on. Oh, baby, let's get out of here.
A totally reimagined and absolutely compelling version of Ain't No Bread in the Bread Box, originally penned by Buffalo Norton, but popularized in our community by Jerry Garcia. So freaking unreal. The jams and interplay between Green Sky, Tom Hamilton, and Holly Bowling was superb. Soaring, expressive, outstanding. Since this show has been chock full of really outstanding covers, thought we'd go with a real tight original next. Here is Widespread Panic from their festival at Panic en Playa Nueve in Riviera Maya, Mexico. Can't Get High, ironically a sad love song from Widespread Panic, recorded January 26, 2020 at Panic on Playa Nueve in Riviera Maya, Mexico. Before we leave you, we've been playing a lot of cover songs of late from this next band, but J.D. Cohen, our photographer, has been encouraging me to spend more time with Emfreys McGee after he saw them for the zillionth time at the Brooklyn Bowl earlier this month. So I have, and I think I found a great tune that I can relate to. Sonically and lyrically. Here is Slacker from Emfreys McGee's January 24th, 2020 performance at Stage AE in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Send up on the most, and though the same was offered to everybody else, I mean, what could you blame me for? Truth is, we're just being representative of the Midwest. Last name managed to show up just a little late, and then, no matter how hard I tried, I never seemed to make it there on time. But it's all too hard, yeah, it seems, maybe, but just a bit too much. Here I must confess that we have yet to ever give you our best yet. Well, I've made my choice. You know if it's a stereotype, there's a little more that I should mention. It's got something to do with my best intentions. And yet I've always done everything that they asked of me. I never questioned if it was right. I was simply going along with some kind of fucked up life. At
until I met with my challenge. That's when you labeled me, you know. You never thought about the implications of all your words, they attach so deep to my dedication. And so your slacker fumbles through another day, but the way you measure things all depends. The night you're working for another man's hand. girls put off, send up on the most. Though the same was offered to everybody else, I mean, what could you blame me for? The truth is, we're just being representative of the Midwest. And so if I always manage to show up just a little late, in the end, no matter how hard I try, I never seem to make it there on time. But it's all too hard, it seems, maybe, but just a little too much. In the end, here I must confess, we've yet to ever give you our best yet.
Been listening to the Live 5 powered by Nugs.net. Technical production from Adam Karsh and Andrea Ruse. Special thanks to all the bands that have been on the show and Jeff Gorman at Nugs.net. The music provided by Spafford. For more information on the bands that have been on the show, visit Nugs.net. Thank you for listening.